that.
Sending you a call and trying to figure out how we proceed. So give me a call back on this number. It's 240-508.
You want to call her?
I would tell her that we're going to proceed with caution. That's how we're going to do it. We're going to keep it. We're going to be nice and easy. We're not going to get nervous, first of all.
Do you want to tell her that?
We're going to proceed. Yeah. I'll talk to her. What's her name? Fucking Dalai Lama.
Lakshmi is what it says on Google Translate.
What?
Lakshmi? I don't know. That's the Google transcript. It's probably completely.
It's 3 a.m. where she's at, isn't it?
Yeah. I got three of them from that area, all from the D.C. area.
Well, I don't live there.
So somebody's been doing notes today. They all came in like 4 hours ago.
You reached voicemail of Lakshmi Venkatram.
Let me leave it.
Detection. Please Wait. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
Let's just try once more. Maybe she'll pick up.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who lives in D.C.
Smith Detection.
Mr. Spessa should do one of these.
Name around there?
You've never done one of these.
Yeah. Isn't HBB around there?
Yeah, HBB's from not DC, but nearby.
But she's near it, yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Spessa, Brad was saying you never did a call before, or you never did something.
You reached voicemail of Lakshmi Venkatram at Smith Detection. Please leave a message and I'll call you back. Thanks.
At the tone. Please record your message.
I'm talking to her.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yeah, hi, this is Roy. I just got the message. You called me back about the carding, and you want to know how to proceed. And I will say first, take it easy. We'll proceed with caution. And you go ahead and call me back on the same number, sweetheart, and we'll get this all straightened right the fuck out. So don't get your panties in a bunch. God bless. Clank. That's an angry cactus right there.
Oh, she called back.
Oh, shit.
No, not just
shit.
Now. But...
Hi, Roy. This is Lakshmi. Yesterday, I left a note on my car that you dinged on the side of my vehicle. I had called earlier. I'm calling back again. Wanted to, you know, see how we can proceed with trying to get that fixed.
She said,
my number is 240.
She said proceed both times, which is
she
awesome.
She really wants to know how to proceed.
Well, you told her, so.
She's a fucking beaner.
Yeah,
don't they notice there's no ding on their car?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, they never seem to. Like, a few of them have said that.
If you live in the city and shit, your car's just got dings all over it that you don't even fucking, you know? You don't know where the fuck they came from, man.
This one kid on my Facebook, he's not part of the PLA at all. He's some random fucking dude. He posted a status up that said, put a note on someone's car that says sorry for their damage and watch their expression. So then I posted the video, the Dinged Your Car video, and I got no response back. He's obviously stealing your idea, Mr. Carter.
Bastard.
Uh-oh.
Fuck him. Let's call him.
Let's get his phone number.
Phone number. We'll
I have
his
number somewhere. Hold on.
Hi, Roy. My name is Leanna. I have a note on my truck from you that you dinged my car, so I was just giving you a call. My telephone number is 301.
Do you want it, Mr. Spessa?
Yes, he does.
She's not alive. She's just a voicemail? Nah.
No, she wants us.
That's
oh, no.
Who to call.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I got it backwards. Yeah. Oh, I don't want to do that. What was her name?
Hold on.
Leanne?
Yeah, Leanne or Leanna. Mm-hmm. And your name is Roy.
You just say this is Roy. I'm the one that dinged the car.
Have you heard the other ones, Mr. Spessa?
I was just on the phonelosers.org today, and I was listening to them. So yeah, cool. Yeah, they're pretty good.
I love the one with the pylons.
The pylons was the best.
Oh yeah, no, those videos were awesome, man.
Hello.
She picked up. Okay, everyone, wow. Be quiet. We gotta try again.
Oh man, she didn't make it. Oh, fucking mute! Damn it.
Hi, is this Leanna?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy. I was calling about the note I left for you there on your car.
Hi, it's, yeah.
I'm sorry. I work the night shift, so I'm not awake in the day.
That's all right.
But yeah, I just wanted to find out like if you were going to get that fixed through your insurance or how that was going to work.
Now, where did you hit it?
Well, I was actually I scraped it with my I was changing my tire right next to your right next to your car. My car was parked, and I took the tire iron, and I accidentally, when I was, you know, I like fell backwards, and the tire iron kind of got your rear fender area.
Okay.
So there was like a thing in there for me, but it was accidental.
No. I completely understand. Stuff happens. I'm gonna go take a look at it.
Actually, I left a $100 bill up in the wheel well of your car. I was thinking that would probably fix it, because it's really a small thing. It's like if you were to get like a little paint pen from the dealership, I think they're only like $30. It would probably cover it right up. But there's a $100 bill. It's up in the wheel well, and I didn't want to write that on the note because I was worried that someone else would see it and maybe take it. But yeah.
Okay. All right.
But if it turns out to be more than $100, just let me know, and I can cut you a check and like mail it to you.
All right. Awesome. Great. Thank you so much.
Oh yeah, no problem. I hope that $100 covers everything. But just let me know if by chance it doesn't.
Okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate you leaving a note. So many people wouldn't.
Oh yeah, well, most people are child molesters and perverts, so it just comes with the territory.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have a great night. Have
thank
beautiful-
you.
Bye.
All right, bye bye.
Whore.
Oh, she was cute.
I wonder if she's gonna.
She was so nice.
I wonder if she's gonna have her arm up underneath the wheel well.
She's probably going out right now to look.
She's gonna fall. She's gonna fall asleep and have dreams about what she's gonna do with all that money.
She was happy enough, like with the note, even. Fucking right. God bless that broad.
Oh man,
I posted the picture or the number of the kid who stole your idea, Brad.
Why do I fucking pay for group video when no one goes on it?
Okay,
I would be
on
it. It looks like my webcam's gone.
Because people take pictures and post them on Facebook. I need to
the number you dialed is not a working number. Please check the number.
God, you suck.
Hi, Chelsea. What are you drinking?
Just Coca-Cola right now.
I put us on the air, by the way, for those calls.
Ooh.
Hi. Oh, rock and roll.
Hey, who wants to see something cool? Who wants to see something
cool?
Hold on. Not me.
Does it involve fire?
See, no. I was going to say, that,
fire,
that's really strange.
Fire.
Fuck,
all right, hold on. It's really cool. I got a...
Is Chelsea painting her nails?
Yes, I am, actually. You caught me.
God.
Oh yeah, this is Sebastian's girlfriend, by the way.
She's,
hold on. I got to turn on
her snitch.
Oh, Chelsea, is that Tabachi's girlfriend you said?
Wait.
So he tells it.
This is killer.
Oh, fuck.
Chelsea, are you Tabachi's girlfriend?
In so many words.
Alright, look.
Ooh, hot.
Hold on.
What was it like when you guys first did it?
Look, pay attention to me, damn it.
What? I'm what are
looking.
You doing?
Look at that.
Diet,
what is that?
Coke.
DK?
Yeah, what Diet is... Notebook. Fuck yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what that was for a second. Yeah, Dead Kennedys? If it's not Kennedys, I'm not interested.
Oh, it's Diet Coke. It's a notebook. It's tubular. I enjoy it very much.
Cowabunga.
Dude, stop drinking all that dick fucking goddamn diet soda and get up.
No.
Beer, you fucking
you're wasting your money.
Fag.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me. I was like, this isn't diet.
No. I know.
I drink Diet Coke.
This kid drinking diet over here. What the fuck is that?
I love Diet Coke.
He drinks like fucking 12 a day.
I tried to get some beer tonight at a restaurant, and they wouldn't let me because apparently you have to have, if you have your paper, you don't, your paper ID, you still have to have your old one as well. And so they wouldn't give me a Blue Moon because of that, and I was pissed.
Bastards. Hey, what's the number to the restaurant? We're going to do something about it.
No.
Come on.
They're not open.
They're open. Oh.
I'm sure it's the restaurant she works at. And that's probably
Right? I never eat at the restaurant I work at. I'm sick of the food there.
Yeah, because you see what goes on in the kitchen.
Basically.
Hey, here's a Mercedes.
Roy, it's Patrick Purple calling. I have the black Mercedes wagon that I think is tagged on the left side of my rear bumper. That's the newest mark on it. I've completely restored this car, and it seems like it's impossible to keep it nice.
Oh my God, he's
anyway, I'd appreciate your note, and
fuck him. It's
hope you
ass.
Can give me a call back at 202-255.
Who wants it?
Somebody I'm better than me. Tomorrow. If you remind me, Brad, I'll post some more notes tomorrow.
Okay. I think Holiday should do it.
No, I'm horrible. I sound... I don't know.
I'll take another one if no one else wants it.
Well, no, yeah. One of you two should take it, I think.
All right, take it, Mr. Smith.
What's his name?
Patrick. Patrick Purple.
It's Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick Purple. Patrick Purple. Like, that's a real name.
I doubt he's going
to
be awake.
I restored this car. It's hard to keep nice.
This says Patrick Purple on the transcript.
An Audi.
Oh. Whatever.
That's better than a Mercedes and a BMW.
Hi, this is Patrick Marple. You've reached my cell phone. Please leave me a message.
Wow, Patrick Purple. No, he has a Mercedes.
Your face is a Mercedes.
Get another beer.
That doesn't sound good.
Hold on, you know what?
Can we just make his phone ring all night until he picks up?
Okay.
Great idea. It won't be harassment or anything.
Ring, ring, ring.
Good work, cool hat. I got this.
Nail polish is a joke.
Hi, this is Patrick Markle. You've reached my cell phone. Please leave me a message.
Patrick, answer the goddamn phone.
He said it's Patrick, like, Merkel.
One more time.
I swear to God he said Merkel. Which I even like better than Purple.
Here, let's listen to the message.
God, why don't you get married already?
Roy, it's Patrick Purple calling.
Oh, sounds like Purple again. Never mind.
Roy, it's Patrick Purple calling.
Yeah, it's Patrick Purple.
Oh, wait. I'll look him up on TNID.
One sec. I need to get something.
We're going to sell this once and for all.
Damn, I look like a motherfucker in this hat.
What's up, cowboy?
Oh shit. Okay.
Hey. I just think Patrick Purple was fun.
I just put Patrick Purple's phone number on TNID.org and it says Law Offices of that's the caller ID name.
He's a lawyer. Funny, yeah. Funny.
AT&T Wireless.
Yeah. And that what was that first the first thing was a fucking
Indian.
The broad, the Indian broad was like something detective shit or something.
Oh shit, they're closing in on me.
Somebody's setting you up, yo. And they're doing that shit in DC of all places.
No, I'll be right back.
Alright.
Hey Roy, it's Cool Rob and Matt. Just going to see what you're up to, man.
Hi.
Yeah, that's not a carding call, is it?
No. Oh, look at her whacking it.
No, it's getting gunky, so I need to...
Chelsea, it's like you're doing one of those jerk-off instruction videos. You're like, Daddy, I just wanted to...
That's not even how you...
It.
Take it how you jerk off. Who jerks off like that?
Like what?
Oh, like you would know.
Matt does.
Apparently so. Oh my God, I got a whole fucking bag of Kit Kats tonight, so my life is, like, perfect right now.
Mine isn't. I had a panic attack earlier.
Did you say you have a bag of Kitty Kats?
No, Kit Kats. Kitty Kats would be even better.
I have a whole pillowcase full of kitty cats that I'm taking down in the river later. So my night
the
is
woman with
set.
The puppies or whatever? You remember that video of the woman throwing all the puppies in the river?
Yeah. She was hardly a woman. She was a very cute young girl.
Oh, yeah,
foreign.
She was. That's right.
Yeah. She lives in a country where they just shoot people in the face for no reason. But she's probably a well-paid little fucking piece of trim, so she didn't need to eat the puppies. So she's like, fuck it, just throw them in the river.
Throw them in the river.
Throw them in the river. Throw them in the river. Of course I've seen that video. I've seen every video.
I would be surprised if you didn't.
I haven't
you
seen
want
it.
To?
Sure.
I don't.
I'm gonna get new internet soon.
That's crazy.
No, because
Matt,
cause
we think you're cool. You don't have to make up stories.
Mom got a new tablet, so right now, like, I'm sharing my little 4G deal, and it's like fucking. It bogs down both ends, you know.
That's what, so what kind of, that you let your mom pay for your internet.
What kind of tablet did she get?
It's like it's a fucking hunk of crap. It's a Jesus, what's the name of it? I can't even think. But it's not good. It's not a good one.
Oh, so what? I mean, it's not an Asus or.
No, it's something. Something digital, I can't think. I don't know. But it's not good.
If it's not made by HTC, Samsung, or Motorola, odds are it sucks.
It's not, yeah, and it's like wonky, dude.
That's my word.
Did she get it from like Walgreens?
She got it from QVC. No, it's not bad. It doesn't even have the full Google App Store. Like, you gotta, like, sneak around and get that installed. It has its, like, own built-in, like, you know, App Store deal.
Gross.
But I haven't even... I'm like, whatever, if you're... But she was playing Angry Birds, which is pretty hilarious.
Well, that's cool.
She's like, these fucking pigs!
Oh, man, you should record that, man.
Yeah.
These fucking pigs.
Oh, did you say, do you have the recording handy of that guy that called us phone losers last night?
What happened? Do you remember the approximate time and Eastern time?
Well, like, you stopped it right after. You stopped the recording right after it and then played it right back.
But I do that many times through the night. So.
Yeah, Kurob will have to look for it if he wants to find it.
Well, I mean, do you know about what time it was?
No. Brad, mute your mic and then unmute it real quick. Hello? Okay, it's fixed.
Cock Holiday's going on a fucking safari, yo.
Yeah, man. He's looking like a cowboy, man.
Oh, Holiday, speaking of which, have you seen that video with that, like, that governor, like, that Bud Dollier that, like, shot himself in the head, like, on, like...
Yes, of course. Yeah,
I've seen that.
Oh, my God. Like, I saw that, like, a couple months ago, and it was just, like, that was fucking wild.
I've definitely seen that.
That's just the whole thing. Like, the whole, like, story behind it. Like, he was getting, like, framed for, like... fucking doing bad shit, and he knew that if he got fired, his wife would, like, it was like a selfless act. His wife wouldn't get any money from that he was still on the state payroll, and so he went up to that press conference and he opens up that envelope.
Didn't he? Didn't he say something like, if I don't know,
he says this will hurt somebody. This will hurt somebody. Stay back. This will hurt somebody.
Well, then he said something too, like, he had this big long speech, and then he said that if, he also said, I thought he said something else about how, like, if it bothers you, like, turn away right now or something like that, and then he did it.
They were totally framing him, and he didn't want to go to prison. He didn't want fucking wife to die poor.
Right.
I would have just shot the wife and fucking went on the lam.
You're a horrible person.
That's what the filter song "Hey Man, Nice Shot's" based on.
Mm-hmm. Man, nice shot.
It's,
yeah.
If I would have met you.
Yeah, that's how I found out a lot of those videos is from, like, you know, either Skinny Puppy songs or, you know, various industrial songs. And, yeah, they're about various videos like that. And that's how I found a lot of them back in the early, I'd say the late 90s. That's how I, you know, would try and find them on the internet.
I'm still on those. I still can't believe fucking Dark Strangers on goddamn Documentary Reality. It's such a scummy site. Documenting Reality. It's like a gore forum. It's just all like true gore. And like, I can't believe she's a member as well. It freaked me out. And then, like, Legend, he's on the fucking Ogreish forums. Like, Ogreish website doesn't even exist anymore.
Well, I was about to say, man, because back in the day...
Yeah. Ogreish, the site became LiveLink, but the people kept the forums.
Yeah, going. LiveLink, yeah.
Yeah. And, I was shocked when I found out that he was, like, on those forums. I was like, holy shit, dude.
Well, one of the first I saw, man. I remember seeing this, you know, it was some girlfriend that was cheating on her boyfriend, and they hacked the husband or, you know, her boyfriend, her other boyfriend.
I think that was like a dope thing where they they put dick in his mouth.
That's how I got introduced to Ogreish. And then, then obviously all the beheading videos when the fucking,
Oh, dude, like, wait, I used to just get all the VHSs of fucking all the Traces of Death and then fucking Jackass.
Oh, yeah, the Faces of Death, yeah, back in the day. No. That was the first introduction.
No,
then
Traces. Traces.
Oh, Traces.
Yeah, stupid, it's Traces.
Yes.
God damn it. Fucking retard.
Traces are the one with the crazy fucking, like, metal, and it's all real shit. It's not bullshit. Like, that's just got the one where they... I got in two Jeeps and pull them apart.
Oh, nice.
I have the fucking DVD box set that I spent like $190 on or some
Holy
shit,
dude. Better open up a new tab and Google that right now, so.
You're a new tab. The fucking, the VHS, like, box set's even cooler, though, if you can find that, man, because it's fatter. It's, like, fucking neat.
You think we could get a box?
I just download a torrent of all this shit, man.
Yeah, I'll bet you feel stupid now paying $190 for it.
Oh, dude, I was just pissing away money. I was spending fucking $500-$600 a weekend on fucking blow, yo. I felt stupider about going. Not when I'd buy in quantity like that. I'm sure when I bought smaller amounts, it was.
Do you have meth mouth?
Yeah. Huh?
Show us your teeth.
His teeth are pretty.
I have chewing tobacco mouth.
Meth mouth.
Yeah. Fuck you. I hope that baby gets his fucking eyes cut out with broken glass.
Traces of dust.
Take that.
Faces of gore banned in America death scene. Or I'm getting the Traces of Death 1, 2, 3, 4 special horror and the ultimate.
You think we can get a Blockbuster to give us customer phone numbers?
Where are they going to be open? They went bankrupt, dude.
No, they still
exist.
Let's
call up a Redbox machine.
There's still a couple, I think.
No, there's thousands. There's
yeah, like, they're still around.
They lost like a third or a half of their stores, but we still have one here in our town.
They're definitely not open. I like how you named
them. They closed Brad. Almost all of them here, except like one.
Brad, I like how you named
yeah,
this.
Yeah, we have like one here too.
DVD rental machines.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr.
I knew it was going to come.
Redbox.
I knew it'd be coming someday. I don't think I'm going to be able to...
I just want shitty DVDs at a fucking goddamn grocery store. I'm going to name myself after it.
I was hoping I could do endorsements, but so far, not. Hasn't happened.
2.5 megabits a second? That's working out well.
What, do you got torrents going now, you fucking weirdo?
Yeah, well, I'm downloading the fucking, the traces.
The traces. You're gonna love the music. It's all that.
Nice.
What, did you actually try calling a Redbox machine there? Was that the problem? But yeah. And the guy that hosts it, he's so ridiculous. He's like, I am the core master.
Oh, Jesus. Nice.
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office. Were you having computer issues there tonight? It seems like none of the orders are coming through on this end.
We're having some troubles, but it was on and off.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Kind of stormy out here.
Have you had many customers in the past hour? It seems like we haven't received any orders at all.
Past hour? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had.
Do you know what time the last one was?
The last one? Maybe 10 minutes ago.
Oh, which phone number is on that one? I could punch that in and see if it comes up here.
Which tail? Or which?
Or like which phone number? And I can put the phone number in.
Phone number? Phone number for our store?
No, the phone number of the customer that was there last.
Oh, customer. Let me check. Phone number 3910944.
0944?
Yes, 808.
808.
Yeah, that's our area code.
Oh, which name is that one?
Person's name is Mark Pakraka.
Okay, and the IT person here asked me to get the last three from the last three orders, the phone numbers. And that way we can punch those all in and see if they come in.
Three orders. Helping somebody right now. You want their information too?
Sure, that would. Well, no, just the one before that.
Just the one before that? All right. I'm sorry, I'm not quite sure how to go to a person before that. Only how to go to the last person.
Oh, okay. Well, could I talk to the customer that's in there right now?
Yeah, right now? Hold on.
Does someone want to talk to the customer?
We should all talk to the customer.
Huh?
Sure.
We should
I'll
all
just
talk
to
the
fucking...
Oh, yeah, let Matt.
I'll talk.
No,
what
no,
is this place?
It's Blockbuster Video.
They do still exist. My God,
oh, they're everywhere. They've like half
alive.
Half the locations have closed down. I hope they all die. Fuck their dumb business.
Me too.
Model.
I hate it. Yeah, they used to fucking Christian Center all their fucking horror movies.
Oh, did they? I didn't know that. I thought that was just Walmart.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
No,
either.
They wouldn't make Blockbuster cuts of movies.
Why didn't we get the customer?
I guess he's still looking for him.
Are you still there, Blockbuster? Oh, maybe you put me on hold.
Blockbuster can't be that big of a place.
Boy, my smile is real pretty.
I'm a manta ray.
Wow.
You're a pretty manta ray. You look like a damn Klansman.
No, it's more like a
nice
temple.
No, like a wizard. Grim Reaper, man, not a damn clan.
I'd say or
looks like a
wizard.
Hobbit.
A wizard.
Oh, no, the dude from Star Wars, man. What the fuck is
Darth Sidious?
Yeah.
The Emperor.
Yeah, the Emperor.
Emperor Palpatine, Darth yeah. Sidious. God, I'm a nerd.
Feel the hate. Feel the hate. Except mine's brown, so I gotta be a fucking goddamn Obi-Wan or something.
Obi-Wan.
Yeah, Jedi's wear brown. Well, they wear a light brown.
Fucking queers.
Yeah, queers.
Be 30 in the fuck.
Blockbuster always sucked because they didn't carry any fucking smut either.
Yeah, goddamn them.
Oh, our Blockbuster did.
No, it didn't. It had a porn room.
Yeah.
Nah, bullshit.
What?
You're lying.
It was in Illinois. Lying. It was in Illinois, and it was in, like, at some point in the 90s, I think.
Really?
Nah.
I don't think you're lying.
On that, dude.
Then it was somebody that bought out a Blockbuster and kept the sign up.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, man, that corporation was all about, like, being family friendly and shit.
Hello?
Hello.
Didn't want to talk to you.
Oh, fucking bastards.
Yeah.
You don't know how to get back to the, you know, to that order before?
No, there's no way to go back with our computers.
Are you able to see?
Are all your customers that big of cunts?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You can say yes. It's okay.
Are you able to give us the numbers of any overdue video people?
Like
just look up somebody that owes money or they have recent overdue fines?
There's actually no way to look up that. Yeah. We only can look up like last customers. It's kind of like a quality kind of thing.
Just the one last customer?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I would call it lack of quality.
Yeah,
we're gonna be upgrading your firmware, so you need to shut down the computer because you're not up to recent data sets.
Oh, okay.
All right, so go ahead and power them down.
And then we're gonna test the alarm system in the bathroom.
Okay, I don't think the bathroom actually doesn't have an alarm system.
Well, it's a hidden alarm. It's a silent alarm, so you don't know about it.
Oh, okay.
The camera.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything else?
Can we have the district manager's phone number?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Why is he doing this?
Because he's a dumb Mexican.
Probably because he's so bored and there's no fucking customers in there. He's just humoring us.
Good background noise. Bachi was all sad today.
Why? Yeah, I saw him say he was lonely on Facebook.
Oh, dude, it was... I don't want to say, I don't want to go into it too much.
What'd you do to him, Chelsea?
He had a sad...
I didn't do anything.
He had a sad...
Why? What happened? I wasn't on today, so I didn't get to talk to him today.
He had a sad... That's...
God, he's so...
I'm not going to go into...
He's so needy. He's so fucking needy.
That doesn't make any sense. He had a sad.
You haven't seen that I has a sad picture?
No.
Well, never mind, but he was depressed. I don't want to go into it, so I won't. Not on the air. That'd be...
I am me.
Whatever that means.
Oh, shit. Text message.
I know that was just me.
From who? Who's it from?
One of my friends who apparently is going to shoot an AK on Wednesday.
Is it at your old school?
It sounds like a school shooting.
What?
Yeah,
no. They're like,
badass.
My cousin also bought an AK, gonna shoot it on Wednesday.
I bet it's a little 22. What a pussy.
Where are they gonna shoot it at?
I have no idea. They have a 45 right now.
Hopefully an NRA approved gun range.
Nice.
See, like, guns really don't interest me because, like, my dad's way into guns, so it's just, like, I don't really care for him. He's about to get his, like, conceal and carry or whatever, like, his license.
Just now?
Yeah, what a pussy.
I guess so.
Let's get your dad on the phone. What's his number?
Yeah.
He's sleeping right now. He's fucking out.
All right, let's call Mark Pokroa. What should we say to him, though, about his videos?
Well, how about that number I posted earlier?
Yeah.
What number?
Elliot Grant.
He got a new phone number.
I'd love to chat. That goes to everybody I don't really know or don't talk too much anymore.
Okay,
he sounds like a lonely little motherfucker, man.
He's an attention whore.
He'd probably like somebody random to call him up, be like, how's it going, Elliot?
Yeah, it was a brief... Area code 315, and click the second link.
Call failed.
Well, I missed the one on the first one. Go to the second one.
RBCP, look at the number. It's fucked up.
I forgot to put one on there.
I'm looking for it.
It's the second post right after. I'll just post it again. There we go.
I think Blockbuster just listening to us now.
Maybe. You didn't want to call that customer, though?
Yeah, sure.
You hate my idea.
Hello?
Hey, Elliot.
Hello?
Hey, Elliot.
Who's this?
This is Cool Rob, man. I saw your Facebook message that you wanted to chat, man.
Who is this?
It's Cool Rob.
Chris, why does everybody sound like a fucking owl? All you fuckers can say is who. How many licks?
What's the hello?
Yeah, you still there?
Yeah, who's Cool Rob?
I'm your buddy, man. I'm your friend. You said you needed somebody to talk to, and I'm calling you as a friend.
All right, man. That's cool with me.
Well, you said. What's going on, man? What's going? What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I didn't need nothing's wrong. It's just I got a new phone. I was giving everybody my number because, you know, I don't have contacts in here.
But why? I mean, you're pretty much acting like a bitch. You're like, new phone, new number. I'd love to chat. That goes to everybody. I don't really know or don't talk too much anymore. So you sound lonely, so I'm calling you up, man.
Right, thanks. That's cool of you.
Do you still party, man? What's going on, dude? What do you do for fun, dude?
I don't know. I just got my new phone, so I've been on that all day, just checking it out, playing with it, you know?
What kind of phone did you get, man?
Stratosphere.
Stratosphere. What, runs Android?
Yeah.
You liking that shit, man?
What's that?
Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it.
All right. Well, man, we need to raise some hell, man. I mean, your little Facebook picture, man, looks like you're summoning up a demon out of the fucking ground, and that's fucking awesome, dude. And it looks like you're a member of the Bloods and shit.
Nah, man. That's just a thing I used to wear. Bandana. It was just, you know, I hold back my hair while I was driving.
No, I know you're into that satanic shit, man.
I'm actually not.
You used to be, man, back in the day.
No, Never was, always.
Well, what are you into, man?
I'm into a lot of things. I mean, nothing horrible, just, like, I like music and games and, I don't know, when it's nice out, I like to go walk around. When it's snowing out, I like to go snowboarding if I had a snowboard.
You like to go out and go snowboarding. That's awesome, dude. What kind of music you like, man?
I listen to a lot of stuff except for rap.
Exactly. So what kind of music do you like?
Rock, indie, I don't know. I kind of just listen to whatever pops up, you know?
What's the last shit you listen to? Do you listen to the fucking radio? Or you got an MP3 player, iPod? I mean, come on, man. How do you listen to your music, man? Either you're a music freak or you're not, dude.
I was just listening to Pandora, and I downloaded a bunch of songs earlier. I was listening to...
Well, you don't listen to Pandora and download. You either listen to Pandora. So you listen to Pandora. What did you search for on Pandora to create your little radio station that you're listening to?
White Stripes.
Red Stripes. All right.
The White Stripes, yeah.
White Stripes. All right, yeah. And then, so what kind of shit did you download, man?
I don't know. Not a lot was going through my head at the time, so I just kind of downloaded some Skrillex and Red Hot Chili Peppers, Higher Ground.
Oh, now that's a big difference. So you go from that to Skrillex, so yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Man, I listened to a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I'm with it. I'm with it, man.
Yeah. Where are you from? You sound like you got an accent.
Oh, I got an accent, all right, buddy.
sounds southern or something.
Yeah, well, you think? Do you?
What's that?
You think it sounds southern? Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's southern, buddy.
All right.
Welcome to the South, cowboy. All right, man. I don't know, dude. You know, you really shouldn't post your number out on Facebook, man.
I probably shouldn't, but then again, I don't know you, so you probably just happened to come across it.
Well, no, I don't think any bitches have called you as a result if you posted your phone number up there, dude.
We got a girl that'll talk to him. Oh, yeah, we...
Hello.
Chelsea, there you go.
Hello?
Sorry, I was on mute. Hi, how's it going, Elliot?
Not bad. I'm doing pretty good.
Did we wake you up?
No, not at all.
Did we wake you up? Okay, good. What were you doing before this? Be honest.
I was playing a game on my phone. I was playing Seven Little Words.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So, like, what kind of phone did you have before? Like, was it super shitty?
It was a track phone. You know,
oh, fuck.
$5 a month. It was horrible.
So you're hella digging this one then? Because I don't even have a fucking Android, so.
Yeah, no, I saved up for a couple weeks. Finally, you know, just got the motivation to get this phone, you know.
For sure. So, I don't know why I'm tempted to ask you this, but do you like Led Zeppelin? I just really feel like asking that right now.
Yeah, I listen to them from time to time.
What's the last thing you listened to that just blew you away?
That blew me away.
Yeah.
No, I can't remember. I mean, a lot of stuff blows me away.
Do you smoke that marijuana?
No, I don't.
Really? You listen to Led Zeppelin, but like you don't smoke marijuana?
A lot of people
do you make bed
complain about that.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Do you make bed forts?
What's that?
Do you make bed forts? They're I'm fucking sorry, rad. You should if you don't.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
Oh, bed forts. Like, you put a bunch of covers, like, and make, like, this little, I don't even know, a fort over your bed.
Oh, no.
And it's like a little cape. No? Why don't you? They're fucking rad.
There's no need for it.
Well, I mean, if you're bored, make a bed fort.
I'll think about it.
Okay, please do.
Wait a minute.
Consider it, at least. Consider it.
Whoa, how old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm 18.
Wow, you're 1 year older than me, and your voice is like, jeez. God damn.
You gotta make a bed fort, man.
Are you still in high school?
Yeah. Look at this.
Shit. God, do you graduate, like, this year, then?
Yeah.
This was a great prank conversation.
Are you going to be tired tomorrow morning because we woke you up and you talked to us all night?
That's what I was thinking.
Huh?
Y'all didn't wake me up. I was...
Oh, good.
...listening to music and playing games.
Rock and roll, buddy.
I sent him a friend request.
Yeah.
Hey, man, well, that's what you get for posting your number in the middle of the night, man.
Yeah, I want to be your friend now.
Yeah, I added.
Hey, this was really interesting for me. This has never happened to me before.
go to phoneLosers.org.
Yeah.
I'm going to be his friend.
Go to phoneLosers.org, and you can hear yourself.
And it explains everything.
All right, I'll look it up. PhoneLosers.com.
Yeah. Or.org.
Or.com.
Oh, does
that,
it
or just .com just goes to the forums, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
All
right. You sound like an alright cat. Maybe you'd be a new friend of ours.
And if not, then you're going to have some trouble.
Nah, man, no trouble.
You're pretty easygoing fella.
Yeah.
My name's Matt Illock, by the fucking way.
We should probably introduce ourselves.
I'm Mr. Spessa.
I'm Chelsea.
Chelsea, nice to meet you.
My name is Brett.
Nice to meet you.
Cool, Rob.
What did you say?
I'm Mr. Spessa.
Cool, Rob.
I'm Brad.
All right. Cool, Rob, Brad, Chelsea, and Matt.
And this is your mother.
You got it, buddy.
All right.
All right.
He just almost did Dazed and Confused right there. All right.
All right,
guys. This is nice talking to you, but I'm gonna get off.
Oh, what a jerk. He's leaving.
Well, rock,
all right, get back rock, to having
sorry, man.
Fun with your all right. phone.
All right, I'll catch
get
you
back
later.
Playing games.
Bye.
See ya.
I'm glad Angry Birds is more important than human here. Contact.
God bless.
Hey, Blockbuster's still on the line. Blockbuster's still on the line.
What you doing, Blockbuster?
I'm sure we're in an infinite hold loop.
They're tracing it.
Back crazy like a motherfucker.
Alright, let me call this guy.
Ellie's on site.
That's a cool power.
I like that cat. I liked him.
I hated him.
Yeah.
I like him.
He's never had a band blown him away.
He's never what?
He's never had a band blow him away.
Apparently not. I was going to make like a blowjob joke, but I figured I probably shouldn't. Sorry, no.
I'm
you
sure he's
nice,
never
so.
Had that either.
Probably just blow it off. I get it.
Probably just like, no, man.
I wish I could. I got this new phone. I should have bought a fleshlight.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 808.
I really want a flashlight. That would be nice.
My Joe birthday. Rogan will give you a code to save 20% on.
I'll send you one with these drawings.
That would be weird.
Send me one, fucker. Send me one. Used, I don't care.
You would like it used, wouldn't you?
You'd prefer it.
I would do a rail of crusted up Brad semen live on there.
That's good to know.
That's attractive.
That's a nice image in my head.
I'm classy.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Damn it. I really wanted to call a Blockbuster.
Scraping out your flashlight.
If you did that, I would PayPal you like $5. That would be...
You could put it on Fiverr.
Yeah, I'll do a rail of Brad Carter semen.
That'd be something.
He's gonna do is mix like fucking goddamn bleach and like baking soda and put it on a piece of paper and mail it to me. And I'm gonna be like, fucking anthrax, you son of a bitch.
That'd be a lot more trouble than just jizzing on a piece of paper.
Right.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Sigh.
8083910944.
What was Blockbuster Guy's name?
Is not available. Uh-oh. At the tone, please record your message.
Be Roy.
When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
You're an option.
Hi, I'm calling for Mark. This is Blockbuster Video. I just wanted to tell you that I'm not happy one single bit that you didn't tip me during the transaction, and that was very extremely rude of you, especially on a Sunday. So I hope you don't enjoy your movie. I hope it's all scratched up and doesn't even play. You fucking jerk. Goodbye.
You showed him. You pranked him.
That took care of that guy.
pranked him all up in his fucking face. Fucking cunt. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Wow, Brad and Cool Robert can't drink at the same time.
Motherfucker. Who's drinking at the same time?
You and Mr. Carter.
Mr. Carter's not drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can't see him on here. He's on Tiny Chat.
Yeah.
I have the little thingy where you can see the video without having it up. He's using a Domo cup or a Domo Slurpee cup.
Oh, nice. What are you drinking, Mr. Carter?
Hawaiian Punch.
Just Hawaiian Punch?
Mm-hmm.
That's a masculine drink.
Wow, who did this whole whiteboard thing?
Book of Pooh.
Oh, yeah, probably. He does crazy stuff.
Dude, Brad, how cool were the old Hawaiian Punch commercials when the guy used to sock the other guy? He's like, hey, how's about a nice Hawaiian Punch?
And oh,
the
yeah.
guy's like, yeah, that sounds great. And then he just sock him in the fucking face.
I remember those. I'd completely forgotten about those.
I remember back in when Nickelodeon had... You guys won't remember because you guys are too old. Maybe Chelsea, but...
I watched Nickelodeon like nonstop 10 years ago with my kids.
Oh, yeah. They had the slime machine or whatever in there.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Man, that shit. I went right to the spot where that motherfucker was, and it's like... it's a line where you wait for Blue Man Group now. Blue Man Group is where all the Nickelodeon shit, like Legends of the Hidden Temple, Double Dare, Double Dare 2000, all that shit.
God, happened. I miss Legends of the Hidden Temple so much. Oh my god,
so stupid! It was so bad.
I loved it.
I love it.
I would like choose a favorite team based on like the color of the shirts and shit. Yep. I was so biased and rude.
The slime machine is just Children Bukkake.
Children Bukkake, that's a good way to put it.
I was just talking with somebody earlier tonight about how, like, when you're a little kid, like, your ultimate goal is to, like, get slimed and stuff. And I still want to get slimed.
You could be covered
in slime.
You should be a porn star.
Be some German porn. They'll slime you up. Or be in some Jap shit where you just read the news and they just keep walking up.
No.
with their pixeled out dicks.
I've seen that video.
I've seen that there's a lot of them.
There's they only one I've only seen like, that's out there.
I've seen many of them.
You like motherless, buddy.
She keeps trying to read, like, seriously. There's just, like, semen falling all over. I like the German Goo Girls as far as that kind of shit goes. Because they're always, like, dark and weird.
That one video, it's, like, supposed to be, like, a space alien, and it's, like, a German porno. And it looks like E.T., but it looks like a burn victim,
yeah,
like, wrapped in seaweed.
It's E.T. porno. It's like Brazilian or something.
Oh, it's I thought it was German. Like German. Oh.
No, it's... Yeah, the E.T. porno is weird.
It was fucking strange. It was like...
It's a girl, and it's weird.
Yeah, like...
Brad, why don't you talk about porno with us?
Oh, that's okay.
I watched Dave's old-time porn with the fucking... What the fuck's his name? The dude that used to David Tell. He does a old-timey porn where he's like throwing and shit, plays like old sweat, and they just talk about it. Like Belladonna, that was just so fucking funny tonight, man. Belladonna's the shit, man. Because he's talking about it. He's like, do you ever just pull your fucking wig off? Because she's got a shaved head. And, like, pull your wig off because she's a porn director, too. And throw it down. And be like, fuck it. That's not how you're supposed to fuck. I'll show you how to do it. She's like, no, maybe I should. And grabbed her shit off and threw it down. I'm like, ah, oh, she's so much cuter with that fucking buzzed up head.
You remind you of cancer patient?
Video with her and Rocco and that fucking tranny is hot shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm having back spasms.
Your muscles are always hurting. You always have problems, and you're a fucking kid, yo. You're a kid.
You're, like, on the same path as, like, Legend. Like, you, like, a few years down the line. Like, you're gonna be, like, on the floor and shit. And you can't get up, and then we're gonna make you go to the hospital, and you won't do it.
My back's hurt.
Crawling.
I was six.
Yeah.
And they said that it wasn't a kidney stone; it was a sciatic nerve.
Oh.
You should go hang out with Legend.
I would.
He'll give you tips.
Hey, that's a lie.
You guys could lay on the floor together and crawl around and be weird. And sing songs. Sing Johnny Cash.
You can make blanket forts together.
You need to do a recording of Legend singing Johnny Cash doing.
Oh my god, it's so great.
Which song does he do?
He does the Nine Inch Nails cover of by Johnny, you know, Johnny Cash singing Hurt.
That's cool.
It's so great.
It's so awesome, dude.
It's my favorite version.
The Legend version is by far the best.
I'll record it for you, and I'll turn it into an MP3 so you can put it on your phone.
I can't put it on my phone.
On your iPod, whatever.
I don't have.
Quick, make it, so you can put it on a cassette tape.
I went to the gym before she went and died.
I'm white. I look real white.
Me too. What's another city in Alaska that's not Juneau?
Fuck if I know.
Quick.
I don't know.
Come on, goddamn it. I'm gonna have to look on Google Maps.
Husky. No.
What's the capital? What's the state capital?
Hey, Cock Holiday just wants to fuck a big dude named Husky Alaska. Is all he dreams about.
He was a bear.
I don't like bears.
Yeah, he's like, one of these days I'm going to meet this big cat named Husky Alaska. He's just going to fuck the shit out of me.
He wants to go to a bunch of heroes just and like tell them what to do.
Yeah. He wants to braid
submissive, it. But I'm not really submissive.
He wants a topper.
You've reached Blockbuster Video at 206 East Northern Lights Boulevard. To hear our hours,
actually,
Northern Lights.
I had to look on Google Maps to think up Anchorage.
Oh, yeah, Anchorage. They made a Fallout DLC based around that. That's right. Good call.
Northern Lights. That was kind of a neat name.
Blockbuster on the bar. This is Vicky.
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with Blockbuster. Mm-hmm. Were you having computer issues there? It seems like none of the orders are coming through here on our end.
Not that I know of.
Oh, have you had just not much business tonight? It seems like we haven't had any orders in the past hour.
Huh. We haven't been real busy.
Oh,
Hang on, let me have you talk to the MOD. She might know something.
Well, if you just know what time the last transaction was, I could try and put the phone number in.
I don't know. I think we had one like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, do you have the phone number from that one? I could see if it's even in our system here.
Hey, Lapani, is this the last one that you just helped?
Yeah?
This is the MOD.
Okay.
Manager. So what's going on?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was talking to a different person. I'm calling from the corporate office. It seems like none of the transactions are coming through on our computer here from your store.
Really?
Yes.
They've been going through just fine here. We printed out receipts and everything.
Huh. Well, I was going to put the phone number of the last transaction in and see if that comes up here in our
system. Hold on one second. Let me go around. Hold on.
Yeah, she bought it.
I don't think I can pull it up by phone number, can I?
I was going to pull it up by phone number. If you have the phone number to the last one.
Let me see what was the last one on this computer. Give me a second. I have a Sharon Rivers, so the phone number for her was, let's see,
343-9778.
Yeah, with a 907 area code. I don't know if that makes a difference.
Oh, and that was Sherry?
Sharon,
S-H-O-R-N. Oh, okay.
Close to Sharon as I can pronounce it.
And do you have the one before that? I could put that one in too just to make sure.
Let's see. I can look them up by the receipts.
Okay. The IT person asked me to just get two or three of them and we can put all those in and see if they come up.
That's really odd because they've been going through on this end. So let's see. Let me pull up just different receipts of people. Okay, so we're going to do... Does it need to be debit card transactions, or can it be anything?
Oh, anything's fine.
Okay. Let's see if this one went through in. Okay, so... That's just about late fees.
Oh, we could take a late fees one.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
That'd be even more fun.
Let me see if I can pull one up this way. Nope. Oh, crud. Sorry, it takes a minute.
Oh, it's no problem at all. Account. I understand.
Yeah. What's the outside door? Let's do this one. Okay. So I'm going to pull up this account.
So you're looking up by receipt and just putting the order number in?
Yeah, I'm clicking like the latest name that came through.
Oh, okay.
Because it shows me what accounts were in it on the computer sometimes.
Oh, I see.
764.
Is this
9500?
907?
Yeah, it's 907-764. 9500, and this is going to be a Joyce Anthony.
Oh, is that the late fee thing?
No, this she paid with a debit card.
Tonight?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And then if I could just get one more, and that would probably be enough for the IT person.
Okay, let's see.
Sorry, I hope you're not too busy there.
No, we're closing up anyway, so...
Oh, okay.
Let's see, let me grab you one more.
Do you have one that's like a late fee? Can you look up late fees?
Sometimes not. Depends on what the what their last transaction on their till was. Let's see. Telephone number 444. Yeah, 3 4s and then 9429.
Okay, and that's who?
And then do you want a late fee one, too, to make sure that's all working out?
Oh, sure.
Well?
Do you remember the name from that last one?
The last person is S-I-R-A-Y.
Okay.
Sorry, some of the names are hard to pronounce.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Okay, and then I'll give you the late fee one.
Okay.
Okay, so this phone number is 929-3414.
3414?
929-3414, yeah.
Okay.
And it's a Michael, and it's a late fee.
Which movie is he late for?
Let's see, let me hit the history. It's Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, and what's your number?
Okay. That should be hilarious. Okay, well, yeah, I guess that's all we need. I'll pass this on to the IT guy, and...
Okay.
And, well, thank you very much, and we'll let you know if there's any further problems.
All right, thanks.
God bless.
Oh, my God, hacks.
Thank you. All right, bye.
Happy Hanukkah. Merry
Christmas. Hey, Brad.
What?
Brad, what? We should submit a fucking DEF CON talk.
How to be an asshole?
Yeah.
How to be an asshole.
They don't give a shit about your data.
How to be unemployed and not have a girlfriend.
Well.
By Brad Carter.
No, about how companies will freely hand out your data.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
I like the first one better.
Mine's funnier.
Yeah. I think it relates to more people at DEF CON anyways.
How to be an asshole. We should do that, dude.
Yeah, yeah, we should.
As long as you get me on the panel with you, fucker.
Okay. Because we need those, you know, passes to get in.
Yeah. But apparently you don't. But anyway, it'd
Matt,
still be
just,
awesome. It'd be
just go up and tell weird stories about your life.
Oh, yeah. Hey, fuckers.
Okay, here's Sharon.
What is it?
Sharon, like Sharon, but Sharon.
And what? What's the plan?
I don't know.
From Blockbuster?
Yeah, we're from Blockbuster.
Oh, the other one finally hooked up.
And she checked out a video tonight.
Hi, you've reached Sharon. I can't answer my phone right
it
now.
It is Sharon.
Please.
Here, let's see if it's her home phone. We can start yelling into the answering machine.
Chelsea, turn your fan off.
What?
Hello?
Turn your fan off.
Hello, Sharon?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Dave from Blockbuster Video.
Yeah?
Hey, see here now. It looks like you have a late fee that we didn't catch before tonight when you got your video. So,
uh-huh.
So can you come over right now and pay that?
How much is that?
$13. You goddamn deadbeat. Get over here and pay this money.
What's that?
I said you're a goddamn deadbeat, and you need to pay your fine. Like a Christian. Ma'am?
Yes?
So how long will it take you to get here?
I'll be there and it takes maybe 10 minutes to get there.
Wait, no, hold on. I'm going to put you on with Matt. And Matt's going to tell you how it is,
yeah.
You motherfucker. Just a minute, please. Here you go.
Hi. Sorry. Ma'am?
Yes.
You're stealing from our company. Our new employees shouldn't have rented you a video with that kind of late fee.
The reason I don't have dental is because of you. Sorry, Matt. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. You're technically banned right now, and somehow you slipped through a loophole with the new employees. So just please come pay the $13.95, and this will all be forgotten, and you'll be considered a good person again. Okay. So when can we expect you at the store?
In 10 minutes.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me put you on with Chelsea now. And Chelsea's going to yell at you, too. Okay, well, Holiday. Holiday is really pissed off.
Hi, this is Mr. Holiday. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm doing well, sir.
Well, ma'am, I wish I could say the same thing, because that $13, you know what they could have gone towards?
No.
Can you take a guess? Well, my child needed chemotherapy, and now I'm $13 short of it, and now I can't pay it. And that's all because of you, because you wanted to rent your damn movie for, like, one day longer. So thanks. Thanks a whole lot. If you come in here, I'm going to be really upset.
Ma'am, just come to the store and pay your bill. He's on his way out the door anyway. Just please get here shortly, okay?
Okay.
Oh, ma'am, just a minute.
Bring cash.
Chelsea hung up. Motherfucker. Trevor? Yeah. Cool Rob, can you talk to this lady? Yeah. She needs a talking to.
Ma'am, we need you to return this movie to Blockbusters.
Which movie is that?
It's the horror movie that you rented. Let me find the paperwork here. It's
horrible. She just needs to get here and pay the late fee. If she pays the late fee, she can keep the film for the day.
You're already way past the mark, so now you just need to come in and pay the fees, and then you can just keep the movie.
What movie is that?
Ma'am, I'm going to put you on with the district manager. His name's Dave. Here you go, Dave.
Hi, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave. Ma'am?
Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to pull up that information and discuss it over the phone. However, if you come into the store, we will be able to work this all out without having to get the police involved.
But what movie am I late with?
I can't tell you that over the phone, man. It's against corporate policy. However, if you come in, I can discuss everything with you without having to involve the police and potentially FBI. I'm getting quite a bit of feedback from your phone. Can you be in the store in about 10 minutes?
Yes, I'll be there.
Ma'am, I'm going to put you on with the president of Blockbuster Video, Robert E. Allen. Here you go, Robert.
Hi,
yes.
Hello.
You're the person that damn near bankrupted our company.
Hey,
you stupid fucking cunt!
You need to pay your late fees.
Pay
it's people like you that are making our business plan fail.
She hung up.
Carter, yeah, the second I said.
$13 probably would bankrupt Blockbuster.
That's like their year's earning.
It's like they're.
I can't wait to get my fucking voice changing headset so I can actually sound like an old man.
Hey, this is Matt Hillock. How are you doing? That's your like old person voice.
Yeah. What? And I'm laughing the whole time like an idiot.
Oh, that was fun.
I can't believe you wouldn't yell at her, Chelsea.
No, like you guys kept cutting out, so I couldn't hear what you're saying half the time.
The fuck out. Whatever.
And then,
fuck you.
No.
You had your fan going. Your fan was
and
going.
Pussied
like
out.
I know.
Pussy.
Liquor.
Take that.
Asshole eater.
What is this?
The person you are trying to reach is not accepting calls at this time. Please try your call again later. AXE1.
Axe. Bastard.
We should call Nazi Dan.
Oh, yeah, was Brad there for that ridiculousness?
I heard something. But no, we still got one more Blockbuster guy.
Oh, is it that Michael guy or whatever?
Yeah, late fee, deadbeat guy. Wait, what should we say to him? What should we say to them?
Tell them you're coming to the house to collect the money.
I'm coming there with a fucking bat.
Idiot. He's an idiot for running What's Your Number. He's a dumb fucking cunt and a fucking woman. I'll talk to him.
All right. Michael is his name.
What?
His name's Michael.
Michael.
And he rented...
Hello.
The Archangel. This is Michael.
Who?
Michael.
Michael sleeping. It's 12 o'clock. Fucking see
what
this fucking time?
Don't curse at me, sir. Don't curse at me.
O'clock.
Is Michael there?
No,
is Michael there?
Come.
Where is he?
Come
tomorrow
morning.
Where?
Sir, we're
no.
From
no,
fuck
you.
We need to talk.
Don't you talk to my coworker like that, sir. You need to calm down.
He's got late fees at Blockbuster, and we need to settle his debt.
We don't fuck around with late fees like that.
And we don't need your insults, mister.
Listen, 12 o'clock.
So where is he? What's his cell number? Right. Where you're going to be held as an accessory.
Go wake him up.
Aw, he wasn't happy.
Cock punch. Yeah, call him back. Fuck.
We don't have to put up with this. God damn it.
Like, listen. You know what? Idiot.
Fuck
you.
No, you listen. Yeah, call the fucking cops.
Call the cops.
Yeah,
see,
hey.
Please do.
Your boyfriend has a situation with us.
Listen, you're wrong.
Ma'am, can you calm down?
Did you enjoy watching what
I'm called for
cops?
Madam, please calm down.
Pick you up.
Madam, please calm down. Look,
no,
your boyfriend has a sufficient debt with us.
Hey, kick my ass, motherfucker.
I don't want to kick your ass. I'm a pacifist.
He said kick my ass.
I'll see you in court.
Kick my ass, motherfucker.
See you in court.
I think he messed that one up.
Check your food. Maybe you poison everyone. Blow up your place.
I'm going to bomb that place.
That's a nice old reference, Brad.
If you call and ask for donation, the answer is no. Otherwise,
wow.
Stop the
what a
bitch. For donations.
Wow.
Hi, we're calling for donations for the Blockbuster Fund.
Pick up.
For the Annie fucking bitch fund that leaves such a shitty voicemail, you fucking heartless cunt.
Listen, you have two movies out with us. You have Don't Be Afraid of the Dark and What's Your Number. I mean, you owe money on those, and we want those paid, god damn it. This is Blockbuster fucking Video.
Yeah, don't skimp out on us, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Pay your dues.
That's why they can't donate.
It's people like you that are making us go bankrupt. Come on, pay your dues.
Okay, they're gone. That first lady was so funny.
There you
what's
go.
This? Carter. What is this? Oh, this is... What's his face?
What?
Carter's got to click on it, not get in.
Oh, okay.
He calls the police every time he leaves a voicemail.
Yeah, every time we leave a
voicemail. Why y'all so crazy?
Like, oh, so
why you so crazy?
Your face is
fucking amazing, bro.
We gotta leave a voicemail.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi.
Hi, Dan. God bless.
We're calling for Blockbuster. I love you. Bye.
Whoop-de-do-do-do.
Police are getting called right now.
Oh, shit. I better leave.
It calls the dispatch center every time that he gets a message.
From his phone.
Oh, and didn't we also make it so he can't get calls, like, on weekends or something like that?
He can't get calls during the week or weekend.
Oh, okay.
I'm so evil. What did you guys change his password to?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Buy something 666.
Oh man!
I love that. Why are you so crazy, Cool Rob?
That's the best.
Why are you so crazy?
It made it that he was unavailable all week, and he's available all weekend.
Oh man!
I would have made it only available like between the hours of like 12 midnight and 5 o'clock in the morning.
You could.
Like the only time we call.
Dude, he's probably going. He probably doesn't even know yet, dude.
I don't think he does.
When do we do
like,
that?
Nobody's calling.
I wish. I know I have his Facebook bookmark somewhere. If I could find the dates that we did
bookmark?
That marathon. Well, I'm usually sure, always save sure all my Trevor tabs before I close my browser down. But yeah, I just opened so many tabs.
What was the voice fail that we didn't change yesterday?
Well,
I don't remember.
I ran across a lot, but I mean, there's only very few that you can get into.
We did one yesterday.
Yeah,
did one yesterday.
His gave the most ridiculous access ever, where you can say when they're accepting calls. And then you can forward every time you get a message to a different number. Like, that shit's unheard of. I don't know what the fuck kind of service he has, but it's...
Man.
But God.
Super voicemail.
That's great.
Dude, like, why is that an option?
I don't know. He's a businessman.
Yeah, he's busy making vinegar.
I remember they had one of those on a voicemail I messed with in the 90s, and I made them, like, stop offering it.
Ooh, you single-handedly.
Yeah. Because I had it calling up some guy I knew all weekend to notify him of the message, and he didn't know how to stop it. Because it would call repeatedly, like, every 5 or 10 minutes.
That's awesome.
You fucking phone loser.
I'm not sure if I ever told you guys this, but was it me and Cool Rob? Yeah, we called her all around the United States, at least. I used up all my credits since I'm a Cool Rob, so we called over 50.
Cool Rob, try to find that fucking... It would be at the end of a big, like, fucking file yesterday. Because I don't think you'd turn it off beforehand.
But, I mean, this thing crashes all the time, so that's why I often stop it. So when did this go down? It went down last night?
I have no, yeah.
But
well, we got the guy to say yeah, because we're like, just say you guys are a bunch of phone. He's just like, you're a bunch of fucking phone fucking losers.
Oh, that one.
I want to hear that.
Yes.
Cool, Rob. Do you remember when we called all those Motel 6s around the country and set up a wake up call for every like?
Well, we were supposed to have more elaborate plans to, you know,
throw TVs through windows.
To do it through the whole East Coast or, you know, what have you.
Yeah.
Those were good times, yeah.
You called all the Motel 6s in New York and had them wake up at 9/11.
Oh. That would be awesome.
That's always hilarious.
That would be funny. We should do a prank call.
Blockbuster video.
Get down. 911's a joke in your town.
Who should I call? Open book.
Who do you want to call?
I want to call Blockbuster.
Well, then call Blockbuster.
There's one more that
where
might be
blocked up, I think.
Call one in Guam.
I don't have any credits.
It should be free to call Guam. I think it should be free since it's like a...
Well, Guam.
You think. I mean, who else? Who wants to call it?
I want to prank call Guam.
Calling from overseas.
Prank call the military people.
My wife is sick. My daughter is sick, and you're talking about coupons? What can I do for you, sir? Shut the fuck up.
That never got released anywhere, did it?
Huh?
Was that ever released anywhere?
Yeah, well, I had it on CD, or I had it on cassette at first.
Is that the Masaccia tapes?
That was the Terrorist Pizza.
Yeah, I remember it from the Jerky Boys, like the bootleg.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was actually released. Or maybe I just forgot.
Yeah, I think it was either on one or two. Yeah, that was Terrorist Pizza. Like, I used to, like, listen to that shit and, like, really, like, roll around on the floor laughing.
Yeah, me too.
You know, like fucking smoking blunts with my buddy and, like, just drunk off malt liquor, just dying laughing.
I wasn't drunk.
Dude, I so loved. I was fucking always drunk, dude. I've been drunk since I was like 15. I so loved that MTV special they did. That was the funniest to me. When they showed the people that they were calling, when they were calling those interns.
Oh yeah,
I think we talked.
I have a VH rip of that.
Yeah,
that I ripped myself.
When he's fucking. Yeah, when he's like fucking talking about, yeah, maybe he's like, if they ate my sandwich, I've already busted two of their fucking faces, and I'm coming up there, and the little faggy guy's like, he's calling about the goddamn sandwich, and he's like, yeah, hey, the speed racer, are you the one I talked to earlier that got a little smart with me, and he knows it wasn't me. And when he's talking to the fucking fat shine broad, and he's like, yeah, hey, about the bottle of liquor that was left in the cabinet. Maybe we'll get together in the stairwell. We'll roll around a little bit. This and that. But my very favorite was when they had the Saul call up. And Saul Rosenberg talking about he didn't want him to play the interview with the vampire special.
Oh, yeah.
Because it felt like fangs going in his neck and it's making me gag.
He's the best character.
You don't understand what you're doing to me. You're hurting my whole family. Yeah, I feel the fangs. The goddamn vampire is going to get me.
Hey, Matt, have you ever heard the... Have you ever heard the crotchety old man calls?
I do believe so.
Yeah, he's a lot like the Saul character.
Oh, yeah. He kind of is, actually.
It's pretty much just like a big ripoff of it.
Crotchety old man is like...
That's MJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got like two of his albums. I mean, I need to put those up somewhere for people to download, because I had to buy them.
Buying things? Who buys things?
I really wanted them, you know?
Well, then you really Google them.
They weren't up anywhere.
Has anyone else has anyone else seen Mr. Spess's little status updates in Skype?
What about him?
Oh.
Talking about Octowin.
Oh.
I've
caught a few of them.
Oh, I gotta grab my power cord. Hang on.
Why doesn't he like Octowin?
Long story, very long story, but basically me, Octowin, everyone, we were all in a conference, and motherfuckers like, he was like, you know, oh, I'm so open, you know, I'm Octowin, I'm super open about everything, and this, that, hey guys, I pierced my penis, and it's all this, that, and the other thing, and then I was like, well, I was like, yo, Octowin, I checked out your mother list that, you know, you showed me.
Never.
How those Ritalin's treating you? Are you on Addies?
Am I what?
Oh, she's been dating her boyfriend for 3 days now.
Holy
shit.
It's
a long, steady relationship.
Congrats!
When's
the wedding?
Oh, you guys are cool.
Yeah.
That's cool as you, dating a boy. Oh, she's a cheerleader, too.
Huh?
I know what I'm thinking about tonight.
You guys are mature.
You're thinking about her fat little belly under a cheerleader shirt.
Meow.
Bouncing up and down.
I was a cheerleader 3 years ago.
Still there. What's wrong with the link? Everybody is low.
I am.
Well, perhaps we should allow a female to do this.
Maybe.
Get him to go in the cooler and count it, if you can.
I want them to like give a customer a free everything.
Come on, Brad, you do Robin. One. Show us how
you're
doing.
Watching them on the camera.
I don't think I should do one.
That you're watching them on the cam.
7-Eleven. Waldo Ballou speaking.
Hello, this is Paul with the corporate office and the security department.
Yes.
And we just saw you put a pack of cigarettes in your pocket over the security cameras. And we need you to...
Me?
Yes, we just saw you do that. And we need you to put those back on the shelf. You can't steal.
Try hold on, okay?
Why do I have to hold on? I don't think she's buying it.
I don't know.
I think she's putting them back.
That's serious. She's going back.
She is too.
I'd be freaked out if I got that call too.
Yeah, so we're back.
It's a really long walk over to the cigarette rack. It's taking a long time.
Maybe she's going to go take a drive.
Maybe.
Did she hang up or she put the phone
Hello?
Down?
Hello, may I help you?
So this is the first one.
Hello?
This one isn't me. This is the first one. She's still there.
Hello, may I help you?
Hi yeah. There, you there. I can hear you better.
Okay. May I help you?
I have no clue what to say. I'm sorry, I forgot what I was going to say.
Yes, ma'am. We're calling from the corporate office. We've been having a meeting here. We're doing a new distribution of Corona, and we need to know before we send out what the stores have in stock. Can you go in the cooler and check and see how much Corona you have in stock before we send out the next shipment? Because we're going over our spreadsheets here, you see, so we need to know how much to send to each office.
I'm not sure.
But you don't know how much you have in stock? You don't know how much you have in stock? Can you go check and see how much you have in stock?
I cannot let you know. I cannot give it to you. You have to call our office for that.
All right, well,
look, bitch, go count. Do your fucking job or get back on the boat. Go count the fucking bottles.
Try to call tomorrow morning when this
no,
office is open.
No, you do it now, you dumb cunt.
No, sorry. I've
had
that.
It up to here with you.
Bye.
Matt's losing his patience with these fucking people.
I'm with you, buddy. I don't know if it's a language barrier or a cultural barrier, but they are fucking dumb as rocks.
What's a white area I can search?
They're not even like real words. They're all like little, like timid, like eking grunts and shit. Like, I don't know.
Here, I'm doing Oregon because I don't think they allow black people there.
That'll be good news for Matt then.
Fucking black people are better, man. At least they fucking get mad. These fucking things just.
No, you call
fart like a goddamn Pokemon gumball stuck on the bottom of your shoe or something.
Oh man, Pokemon
gumball.
Hi, this is Jill Johnson. Are you there, sir?
Hello?
Hey, man, this is Dale Johnson.
Uh-huh.
Yo, I'm driving the bus here.
Who?
Got a bus load of people, and we ordered a bunch of coffee. This is Dale Johnson from Skyline Tour Bus.
I've got a busload of people here. We all want some coffees. Wonder if you could put up a special brew for us.
Okay.
We want regular coffee. Will we get some sort of discount?
Yeah, okay.
Cool. There's about 60 of us here.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wow.
That was comedy gold.
What the fuck?
You should have asked him about Jerry Curl Juice.
Jesus.
I'm confused. What the fuck is that?
What's that supposed to be? No wonder you can't feed yourself.
I just brew a ton of excess coffee, that's all.
Seven Cap, you're laughing.
What?
Hello?
Hello there. What? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello, my friend.
Hello, my friend. Oh, call him back. Try him again.
Call
you
that.
That we got stuck in a hello loop.
Call that snigga back. Matt, have you listened to the podcast, The Frank Show?
Not yet, buddy. I didn't know it was up.
Oh, yeah, it's up.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the show was a 7 live. The podcast is a 9. That's what I give it.
Oh, awesome, dude. Cool.
I was telling people earlier that I did cut out your sand nigger comment. And I cut part of it. It says sand nigger. It now says snigger.
That's okay.
I think it's funnier that way.
It's
I don't mind being edited.
I hate listening to that show. I hate hearing myself.
It's okay, Trevor. I cut out about half your audio. Mostly your stutters. I cut out all your stutters.
I stuttered.
Oh, shit. Eat a dick.
Oh, I got an erection.
Yeah, but Trevor, every time you said I like 5 times, I cut it down to one or two I's.
Yeah, I stutter too much.
I stutter.
Yeah. You'd be like, I was... The only time I left a stutter was when you thing was.
I stutter all the time. I'm trying to get better with it, but sometimes I just relapse.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
The internet on my phone.
Well, and what sort of problems are you having with your internet, sir?
I hit the internet app, and the Metro PCS homepage would not come up, and it just continued loading.
Well, the Metro PCS webpage may be down, but you could just try entering in your webpage that you want to go into, and that should take care of the problem.
Wouldn't allow me to do that.
And what sort of error message did you receive after trying that?
I didn't get an error message. I have no... I don't have a menu or a space where I can type my URL in.
Well, yeah, that could be a problem. That could be a problem.
And also, my pictures won't download.
What kind of pictures are you trying to download?
Picture messages.
Well, yeah. Well, see, that okay. I'm looking at the server logs right now, and that's okay. This explains the whole internet access problem. Your internet access is being blocked because you were viewing kiddie porn.
I was what?
You were viewing kiddie porn, so you've been blocked. Your internet access has been blocked because of that. Why are you laughing, sir?
I because I've actually had this phone for 2 days, and I've got minutes on it. So every time I get on
and the internet, and apparently you've been downloading kiddie porn.
Actually, I don't watch kiddie porn. I don't watch porn at all. See,
well, if you don't watch it, then why are you downloading it, sir?
I don't download kiddie porn.
But
did you download kiddie porn?
We got it right here in the logs. It's been downloaded right to your cell phone, sir.
Yeah, that's not possible.
No, it's here in black and white, plain as day. You've been downloading it, sir. We got it right here in the log files. We got your whole cell phone number, IP address, the whole nine yards.
What's my cell phone number?
What's your cell phone number? It's the number I just called. It's 941-249-0572, sir.
And what's my account number?
I cannot reveal that over the phone, sir.
Oh, yeah. I think that if this was really a legitimate call service, you would be able to tell me that my account number. And, like, I have my password. I know my phone number.
I will be glad to validate your account number if you give it to me, and I will see if that matches our records.
Well, look, I paid my money for the phone. All I'm asking for is that I can use my internet and download pictures of the car that I just recently bought from my uncle.
Sir, I'm going to transfer you to one of my other associates. I'm going to transfer you to Mr. Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And hold on, let me hit the little key sequence right here. And
hello, can you hear me, sir?
Hello.
Hello, yeah, we've been getting reports that you were looking at child pornography over our Metro PCS line. Is that correct?
Wait, first, you guys were telling me that it was kiddie porn.
Now no, kiddie, K-I-D-D-I-E, it's short for child pornography, sir.
No, first, your manager was telling me it was kiddie porn, T-I-D-D-I-E.
No, he said kiddie porn, sir. I was listening on the call.
Look.
Well, look, sir, I'm the one telling you here that it's you know, child pornography. We're getting on the account here. And you call us saying, you know, you can't get internet. I'm telling you why it's not working.
Was this number being used before mine?
Sir, what'd you say?
Was this number being used before
No, we just opened up this exchange about a month and a half ago.
Okay. Well.
We're getting that it was your account. Unfortunately, we're unable to open up internet access for you for now on.
Okay, so how long have I had the account?
Let me see. Let me pull that up if I can. Sir, it's saying here that you've had the account open since the exchange. We don't have the actual account open date, but we have the exchange open date, which was February 3rd, 2012.
Well, see, I've had the phone since February 3rd, 2012.
You've had the phone since 2000... What'd you say, sir?
I have not had this number since February 3rd.
Well, sir, I'm reading it here. The kiddie porn came in. It was, let me re-look this up. Hold on, sir. Please. Sir, please drop your attitude with me, sir. I'm trying to help you out.
I can bring this, wherever you're at, I can bring this phone to you, and I can bring the little minute card mess that y'all got at Walmart, and it will show you that I've only had this phone for 2 days.
All right, sir, if you come on down, we should be able to work this on out. Unfortunately, it won't be me, but it will be a sales associate.
Okay.
All right, when can I expect you down there? I need to call over there.
tomorrow morning.
Sir, we, fortunately, we can't have that happen. It needs to be now. We've already alerted the police that you are going to the place right now.
Look.
And we are in the process of filing charges for kiddie porn possession.
Against a child, right?
Yes, sir.
You're filing kiddie porn charges against a child.
Well, how old are you, sir?
I'm only 17 years old. So how fuck could you be...
Sir, can you please not use profane language? Please do not use profane language, sir.
I'm going to be on my phone with this BS, because I ain't got time for it.
Sir, can you please not use profane language?
I am a full-time student.
Are you a full-time student, sir? Then you should know that looking up kiddie porn is illegal, even if you're 13 years old.
I'm a full-time student, and I'm a counselor in senior high school. And I have never, a day in my life, watched kiddie porn.
Well, sir, you told my associate on the phone that you have your bachelor's degree. How are you 17-year-old and have your bachelor's degree? Now I'm afraid you're lying to me, sir.
I apologize, but when did I tell your associate that?
Hold on, I'm going to add the extra charge on the account. Extra charge has been added. Okay, what'd you say, sir?
When did I tell your associate that I have a bachelor's degree?
When you told the district manager on the phone, sir, you said, I have my bachelor's.
No, sir.
Well, you can sit here and deny it all you want. I have the recording here.
Not old enough to have my bachelor's degree.
Oh, and you say that to me now after you've already admitted that you're wrong. Sir, I don't have time to argue about petty matters such as if you have a bachelor's degree or not. What I do know, sir, is we have a log here of you looking up child porn on the Tor Onion Network, and unfortunately that's illegal.
Okay,
Metro PCS and our affiliates do not condone these actions, sir. So come on down here right now. We can get this all worked out.
Okay, so I'm paying for my services now. Are you gonna restore my internet,
sir? We're not gonna do anything. If you call that in, we're gonna cancel the account. If you attempt.
Why did y'all call my phone?
We didn't call your phone, sir. You called us.
No, just now at what? About 4:30. Y'all called my phone.
Sir, I'm not getting that here. I'm getting that this is an incoming call, but that might be because I was transferred. You thought you found a loophole because you're 17 years old, but it's still illegal, sir.
Okay, but how could I have been watching porn on a phone that's not getting internet access?
We shut it off whilst you were looking at kiddie porn, sir.
When did you shut it off?
We shut it off. Let me look here. Please give me a moment. Hold on. We shut it off at approximately 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Yes, sir. We need you to bring that phone on down here right now if you want to get this all settled out.
You can get it.
Sir, I'm not going to come to your house. If you want your internet back, you're going to have to come down to the... Oh, he hung up. Boy, that call turned out a lot better than we started.
The police are coming down.
Yeah. That's weird that he didn't believe Rob, and then you got on, and he just starts thinking it's real again.
I know, somehow. It must have been my southern accent.
Yeah.
Mine's more believable than cool Rob's. I can't believe he thought that we were fucking Metro. I don't know where that came from.
Well, he apparently made some kind of complaint.
Well, it's because I said I was transferring the super...
We going to supervisors and talking about what your problem was.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He just jumped to... Like, because he called, probably. He was like, what the fucking problem, bro? I bought this stupid phone at Walmart, and I bought my card, and I can't get on the fucking internet with it. This
so
fucking
Puerto
bullshit.
Rican? So he's a Puerto Rican?
It's a fucking beaner of some sort. Does it matter?
He's so pissed off now.
Puerto Ricans are just a little more nigger.
Do you have his Facebook, Brad?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even remember who that was.
Oh, I found it. Okay.
Oh, you found it?
Alexander Joseph.
Oh, yeah, I posted that.
But he was very beanery.
Let's see how beanery he is.
Hey, hold up. Hold up.
This is the girl.
What?
Alexander Joseph.